It's 6 minutes past seven, and here with a first look at It Says in the Papers is Shane McElhattan.
If it was Fine Gael's internal debate over candidates for the presidency that got the attention last week, this week the paper's focus is definitely on the Fianna Fáil speculation. Party MEP Billy Kelleher's interview yesterday with Claire Byrne has given momentum in today's coverage to the possibility that he might be the candidate. The Irish Examiner reports there's now an internal debate in the party. The paper quotes an unnamed TD saying people in the party are lining up behind him, and another unnamed senior source predicting that in an open nomination process, Billy Kelleher would win out over Jim Gavin 3-1. The Irish Independent lead says that party TDs are waiting on a signal from Taoiseach Micheál Martin about his preference for a candidate. They're waiting to see if he gives his open backing to ex-Dublin GAA chief Jim Gavin. Mary Regan in The Independent quotes another unnamed TD saying that if Jim Gavin is the school prefect of presidential hopefuls, Billy Kelleher is one of the lads, but the one who always has his homework done. Meanwhile, the only confirmed candidate so far for the presidential election, Independent TD Catherine Connolly, is quoted in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Mirror as looking forward to a Sinn Féin presidential endorsement, despite that party not having made a formal decision yet. The paper points out she's already secured the backing of Labour, Social Democrats, People Before Profit Solidarity and Independents. There's plenty of coverage of Donald Trump's latest threat to those he perceives as hostile to American trade interests. The Irish Sun editorial says he looks set for another collision with the EU as he resumes his tariff threats. The Times reports he has threatened tariff and export controls on countries whose taxes, rules or laws on tech companies discriminate against the United States. The Independent says that Irish regulators that fine US tech firms could be targeted with visa restrictions. The paper quotes two sources familiar with the matter as saying the action's being considered because American officials say EU laws censor Americans and impose costs on those tech companies. The Times says the EU has replied to the threats by saying it'll keep moving forward with its landmark digital rules. The Sun editorial sums it up. MAGA Prez has made no secret of his disdain for the bloc. UK Reform Party leader Nigel Farage's threats to renegotiate the Good Friday Agreement get coverage in The Times and in the Belfast Telegraph. The papers are reporting on a keynote speech Mr Farage made yesterday outlining his hardline policies on immigration. The Telegraph quotes him as saying he would repeal the Human Rights Act, leave the European Convention on Human Rights and disapply several international treaties to make it easier to deport asylum seekers. The paper points out that under the 1998 peace deal, the ECHR is incorporated in Northern Ireland law. It quotes Mr Farage, "Can we renegotiate the Good Friday Agreement to get the ECHR out of it?" "Yes," he said. The Times quotes Downing Street as rejecting the proposal to renegotiate the Good Friday Agreement out of hand. Anyone proposing renegotiation, the paper quotes the statement, is not serious. Finally, there's much coverage of the implications of the migration figures released by the Central Statistics Office yesterday. Some of the papers have fun with the news that while inward migration is down by 16%, the number of Americans coming here was up by 96%. Land of the Flea is the headline in the Star and Mirror. There's also interest in the figures for emigration to Australia. The Times reports that people here are leaving for Australia in the highest numbers since 2013. It quotes Professor Alan Barrett of the Economic and Social Research Institute as putting the overall figures into perspective. He crunches the numbers. 35,000 people out, but 31,500 back. It's the same pattern we've seen for years, he tells the paper. At any given point in Irish demography, there's a big number of Irish people leaving and a big group coming back.